Hey everybody, welcome to The Remedy. Hi, I am your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com, then click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, save the planet, come up with some inventive ideas. You can do this, you know. I'm also published throughout the internet, byebyebluesky.com, brian396.com, getcanada.com, Mew Love on the YouTube there. She's got me published there as well. Places you can check out, places you can go look at and find all kinds of information on what is going on current today's time and related to what is considered healthy today and finding hopefully real health solutions that can help you in a real world. That's trying to take out your DNA. What a way to start off, eh? A world trying to take out your DNA. But that's true, you know. When we look at all that's going on today, what's happening, how we are being violated on so many different fronts, so many different places, it becomes extremely shocking on so many different fronts and regarding to how things are working out, why things are working out, why things are happening, you know. I wanted to point out, when activists get active and they're making an impact in a real world sense, in a real world way, in a real world reality, they get attacked. Bye-bye Blue Sky right now is suffering some attacks. They're having drones flying over her place. They're hitting her with some kind of frequency stuff. So if you can, go to Bye-bye Blue Sky and send them an email. info@byebyebluesky.com or whatever it may be, and contact them. Because the more people are sending emails, the more attention they get, the more likely then they're going to be, then whoever's perpetrating these assaults are going to recognize the fact that people are paying attention. See, as long as an activist is in the main view of things, okay, the main perspective of things, and they're out there and they're putting it on the line, they're letting you know what's going on, they're trying to give you key information to help you get through life, get through to life, whatever. They become assaulted. Almost everybody I know who's doing anything of any consequence at this point in time, anybody who's putting out any real information, not some crap, not some candy-coated whatever, you know, not some, you know, what do you call it, a status quo BS, you know, are getting hit. They're getting hit with something. Either their health is getting hit, their economics are getting hit, their stations, their sites, whatever. They get hit, they get targeted. And I'm presenting this because I think the awareness factor of how much effort goes into getting people informed and what people have to go through sometime as a result of what they do, I don't think people have a full scope of the assaults that some people deal with. Now, a lot of times these activists don't come out there and complain about it either. They don't say, well, I've been assaulted today. They've been hitting me with frequencies. They've been hitting me with terahertz frequencies. They've been hitting me with, you know, voice-to-head technology. You know, I almost got run over by someone that almost tried to assault me with their vehicle. You know, this goes on. This is the reality of what we're living in today. This actually goes on. This has happened to some of the people I know personally. You know, just going on the way home, and all of a sudden somebody runs, going running right into them, you know, on purpose. You know, and a lot of times people who do these things sometimes are being kind of picked out to do it. They don't even know they're being hit, targeted with a frequency to be activated. You remember watching? You guys ever watched The Matrix? You know, I think it's the third one where Morpheus had told him not to go into this zone, because when he went into the specific zone, the AI could morph into anybody at any time, any place, and could come after them and assault them. And they were in the zone because they had to go into the zone to escape another assault, but they had to face the machine. They had to face the AI itself. So every time they turned around and they eliminated an agent, the agent would morph and become somebody else, a truck driver, a cab driver, somebody in an automobile, somebody flying a helicopter, so forth and so on. They were telling us in that scenario that a voice-to-head frequency could activate somebody, and they could all of a sudden think in some kind of fashion or have their heads taken over, depending, again, how much they've been inundated with the tech, to do stuff and not remember what they did shortly thereafter. They don't even know they even did it. This is a real reality today. Some of you have experienced some of this yourselves. You know, you go have a conversation, you start talking to people, middle of a conversation, you know, what the hell am I talking about? Where was I going with this? What was I saying? You know, you go through that. You go through that scenario. Because you're getting hit with a frequency at that point in time. You're getting beamed, you know. We're getting beamed all the time. Some of those beams are coming directly at you. Some of them are just a scope of beams activating either the weather or activating some kind of hatchery going on. I was explaining to somebody out west today about when it rains, you know, whenever you see the weather change dramatically or go into an extreme, you've just been assaulted. They have dropped hydrogel technology, liposome technology on you. They got things incubating in this technology that can again become active once the temperatures rise up to a certain point. They release these things in the air. All of a sudden you have aches and pains in your body. You feel like you have a flu-like symptom, or you may have, all of a sudden you have digestive issues going on, chest pain, respiratory issues, skin issues, joint issues, coordination issues, thinking problems, you know, memory lapses. This is what's happening. I can say this because I get calls after we have dramatic weather swings. I get calls from everywhere. Tone, my body hurts like hell. Tone, I can't breathe. Tone, what's going on? I can't eat. I've got issues going on in my bowels. You know, we're looking at, you know, all kinds of different assaults which would target you on a genetic level or DNA level, or because you've been targeted as a result of having, you know, all this nano in you. Before I go on, I'm going to give you guys, those of you who got the bucket, those of you who are using the bucket to pull out the nanobiology or the nanobiotech inside of you, I'm going to give you a new formula. You may want to try it. And I'm going to show you how to modify your bucket on the air. Basically, if you've got a bucket and you've already built it, what you want to do is go get some magnets. They're about the size of a quarter. Get a hot glue gun. Glue them on the side, four or five down, and go 12 or 13 across. You want to put tape over it. You can. You don't have to. The glue should hold. And then what you want to do is get some round magnets or square magnets, you know, double them up. So if you get square ones, get four of them, and put them on, put them in four different spots, you know, north, south, east, west. Glue them on. You might want to add some duct tape. What this will do is this will buff up the field and make the field stronger, and you get a better draw. in the bucket, add some water, add your baking soda, add some baking soda, about maybe a quarter cup baking soda, add some salt, dissolve it in the water, add your vinegar, and then sit down, put your feet there, and activate it. What will happen is the vinegar will activate the carbonation of and the oxygenation of the baking soda, which will allow maybe for better release. You may see a bigger release with this. You may notice a big change. I was playing it last night. I was playing with an induction coil I built to amplify the pulse, and I was there like 10 minutes, and I literally saturated the bucket. So I'll be bringing this up as soon as I get all the bugs worked out of it, because there's a lot of bugs still in it. And but anyway, there's all kinds of things you guys can improve on what I've given you. So by all means, do so. You know, I don't hesitate. But this is something that, again, I'm playing with all the time. And like I said, I was in it for like 10 minutes. I couldn't believe what came out with using this extra coil. Tony, you're right. Just knowing how to take over has usurped the mental breakdown. Physically explains so much. Thanks, Sarfar. When you're looking at the truth, biblically it says, the truth shall set you free. This is why I say you don't got to convince anybody. You ain't got to convert nobody. Just tell the truth. All you got to do, once you tell the truth and people accept the truth, then whatever is coming at them has less power over them. The reason why things have power over you is because you're either ignorant of what's going on or you've been put in a state of fear. You have to understand, fear and faith are the same exact thing. No different. Two sides of the same coin. One will set you free because you believe it, and one will put you in a pit because you believe it. That's how that works. That's simple. And once you embrace certain things, certain realities in this life, you know, one reality we all have to face sooner or later, and the sooner you face it, the freer you become. As one day we will all stand before our Creator, our Maker, God, our Living God, however way you want to entitle God, and we're going to have to give an account. When you get that and you embrace that, you're free. All of a sudden, nothing else seems that important. All of a sudden, nothing else seems to be that that impressive, you know. Nothing else does, really. And when you see the things going on, and the wrongful things going on, you start taking active measures to correct these things or to help each other out, because we are at war. This has been a global war on mankind. You know, so again, all you got to do is stand your ground and then learn ways and means to neutralize what's going on. Now, some of you tell me all the time, "Well, Tony, I don't know how to do any of this stuff." Learn it. You know, learn it. We have shown you some things. All you got to do is copy it. Understand what's going on. You'll expand your horizons. You'll, what does it say? Too much is given, too much is required. And you've been given a little bit, and you've become faithful to it. God adds more. That's true in everything. Everything. Even knowledge. When you apply your knowledge and you start applying it and learning things and continue with it, and the more you use it, the more you understand it, the more you apply it, the more you share it. I find the more you share knowledge, the more it comes. See, the biggest thing I think in my mind is getting everybody's brain back in line, because this is the problem with most of you. I can tell you something 10 times and you still don't get it. I understand it's not that you're stupid. It's because you got all this metal in your head and they're pumping you with frequencies. So the first thing we can do is we got to get this crap out of your head so you can start thinking again. Because once we diminish the load of these materials in the body, the frequencies have less and less access to you. Okay. Now, we're talking about terahertz the other day. Terahertz frequency is the big gun we need to pay attention to. 5G is the distraction. You know how they did a double sleight of hand Remember when the AIDS thing was out? There's no such thing as AIDS. Never was. AIDS is an acronym. It's all it is. An acronym defining that you are sick. That's all the acronym actually means. Now, it doesn't mean that these people don't have an issue going on in their body. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying they threw out the word AIDS because they didn't define correctly what these people were actually inflicted with, because what they were inflicted with was a military experiment that they released on the general population. Surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise. So when we're looking at some of the things going on today, when somebody tells me that NASA is marketing a health product, you might want to think twice before you ingest it. The military-industrial complex has always experimented on the general population. It has always been doing it. It will continue doing it. And what easier way to get a product out on the market or get an experiment out on the market by marketing as some kind of panacea, placebo, whatever, to make everybody think that this is going to put a red S on your chest, blue underwear, leap tall buildings, and then nobody actually investigate what NASA is releasing in the general population. This, to me, is astounding. Is astounding. I don't know. I guess I come from a different school of thought. But in my time or my generation, the military-industrial complex was always conducting experiments on the general population. So you knew when they came out with something, somebody was going to get screwed over. So when they're coming out flagrantly, coming out and selling products on the open market, you've got to think twice, what are they releasing to experiment on? Now, you know, I try to keep you as abreast of things as possible. I get people now sending me information on the nano and how about the 2D logic thinking that they're using now, the carbon C60. You know, I've been telling you for a while that it will affect your brain and frequencies will be able to accentuate this material. Tony, did you see there's a new drug and it's to help you before you get AIDS? Don't know the name of it? No. I don't think that's a new drug either. I think I've heard that before some time ago. Maybe they're rehashing this nonsense. But AIDS is not a disease. AIDS is an acronym. That's all AIDS is. And until you actually understand what I'm saying here, you're going to continue thinking that AIDS is some kind of biological pathology. It was a military experiment they released. They didn't give it a name. They didn't give it a title. They gave it an acronym. If you have a cold, and I've said this before, if you have a common cold, okay, you have AIDS. If you have measles, you have AIDS. If you have a flu, you have AIDS. You acquired an immune deficiency syndrome. In other words, your immune system has basically become deficient. And as a result, you're sick. That's what that's actually saying. So when you look at, like I said, some of the sleight of hand, some of the advertisements, some of the sensationalism that goes on, it's a high impact ad they hit you with, and then it's like right there overwhelms you, and basically you get hit with this enough, you believe it, because it's the high impact, quick hit and run. So when we're looking at some of the ads that you're being hit with, basically there's just programming. Now, talking about AI and programming, okay, I'm going to be all over the place today because you know me, I'm very conventional, very, very conservative. I talk about things like, you know, having a good old glass of lemonade under an apple tree, sitting in a hammock, you know, that kind of conservatism. Those days are gone, by the way, but those were nice days. When we're looking at what's running the show, what's really running the show, what's really activating the system, what is causing all this to happen, why is everything happening now at a maddening race, maddening pace? I'm going to read you a couple articles. I want you to pay attention to these articles because I think it's going to give you an idea, a better scope. Because I found these and I thought, you know, these would be really good to get people a general idea how easy it is, how easy it will be to fool the general population just by the way things are worded, just by the way things are presented. Just to give you an idea also where we are heading and why I keep saying that they don't need you anymore. They're not fixing you anymore. You're staying sick all the time. They're giving you drugs to basically exponentiate you out the door. They are, again, they are basically don't care about you. They will make it. They'll make you go any way they can, as fast as they can. All they want from you is your DNA. Your DNA is what they want. I'm going to explain why they want your DNA, because it may be something to do with artificial intelligence. Let me read this to you. Breakthrough in construction of computers for mimicking human brain. Uh-oh. Breakthrough in construction of computers for mimicking human brain. Spinnaker can support detailed biological models of the cortex, the outer layer of the brain that receives and processes information from the senses, delivering results very similar to those from an equivalent supercomputer software simulation. The ability to run large-scale detailed neural networks quickly and at a lower power consumption will advance the robotics research and facilitate studies on learning and brain disorder. Now, I'm going to read this, and I'm going to read you another government report. This is from the government, just so you understand, as I figure out where the heck I put it. Let me see here. Let me read to you what the government is proposing. And it's going to make you go, what are they talking? What are they thinking about doing? What is going on here? You know, let me, hold on, I'm going to shrink this down a little bit. Okay. I got to find it real quick. Give me a second. But when you see this, this is what they want. One of the things they want. They want machine intelligence, okay? They want it to run like a brain. Let me read some of this so you understand this and understand why I say they don't need you anymore. Innovations for online machine learning, including one-shot learning, new methods and techniques to deal with high-dimensional and unlabeled data sets, cybersecurity systems that can prevent or minimize unauthorized access, identify anomalous behavior, ensure data, software code integrity, and provide contextual analysis for adversary intent or situation awareness, i.e., deter, detect, protect, and adapt. Technology that enables trusted and secure operations of complex platforms, energy or weapon systems that require software or combinations of multiple codes so complicated that it exceeds humans' ability to write and verify the software and its performance. This is my response. This is incalculably stupid to allow an AI to watch over itself. There's no way programs today can understand the uploading and learning and analysis that AI does. They have admitted this and now going to hand over the security network of a planet to a system that could deduce that mankind is a problem and then devise methods and means to exterminate or assimilate the issues and directives is flawed, and the directives themselves would be brought into question. Now, why would AI wipe out mankind? Why would AI wipe out everything on the planet? Anything that would be a direct opposite or contrary to the system. Let me read you another thing here. A federal vision for future computing. A nanotechnology-inspired grand challenge. Emerging computing architecture platform. Neuromorphic. It has to do with neurons and brains or cells. Or quantum and others that significantly accelerate algorithm performance, concurrency, and performance execution while maintaining and or reducing energy consumption by over six orders of magnitude from megawatts to watts as achieved by biology. When they're talking about achieved by biology, they're referring to the brain of a person. Autonomous or semi-autonomous platforms supporting the observe, orient, decide, act process for both military and civilian purposes, such as transportation, medicine. They're allowing, they want a brain, they want a system that works like a brain. That's what they're looking for. They want a system that works exactly like a brain. We just now read another article there about they're wanting to create a brain using neuromorphic material. Let me read this here. The vision of the federal governments is to use nanotechnology using DNA as a means for storing information. Let me read this. It is known that the silicon-based memory may become prohibitively expensive for Zeta scale, go look that up, big data deployment in a decade or two. However, DNA could be a candidate for scalable random access and error-free information storage. DNA research has demonstrated an information store density that is several orders of magnitude higher than any known storage technology. Potentially a few tens of kilograms of DNA, I want you to keep this in mind. Potentially a few tens of kilograms of DNA could meet all the world's storage needs. Moreover, DNA can store information stably at room temperature with zero power, requirements making it a suitable candidate for large-scale archival storage. Now, they talk about here more sustainable materials such as compostable or biodegradable systems, polymers, papers, etc., that can be recycled or reused, may play an important role. This potential role for much more alternative material in the fabrication of integrated systems needs to be explored as well. We're talking about carbon here. Carbon. And we're talking about DNA. Now think about this for 1 minute. I'm just going to try to connect a dot for you here, and maybe you'll see it, maybe you don't. But what if all these aborted babies that are being aborted across the planet, what if everybody who's actually died and gone to a funeral home and has had the embalming material and everything going on, what if they collecting DNA from these resources to activate artificial intelligent technology? I mean, you got to get the DNA from somewhere. You can manufacture it in a lab, but wouldn't it be easier just to take it from an aborted source? Think about that for a minute. All right, come on back and we'll talk more about this. See you in a bit. Hey everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelresco, and you're listening to us live again on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Somebody had a question during the break about the magnets on the bucket. Tony, reverse the magnets on the four sides of the bucket to increase draw. If you're putting them on the bottom, I've not really seen any difference. I keep them everything on one polarity at the bottom. I'll use the donut type magnets sometime. I'll glue the two together and then glue them on the bottom. And I'll put a little bit of glue on top of the magnet. I'll put duct tape over it so it kind of reinforces it, because after a while they get loosened up from being jostled about all the time. On the side of the magnet, on the side of the bucket, I just line them up, just one row, that's it. Or they've got these magnets now too. They're like bar magnets, big bar magnets. They use them for hanging stuff on. And you can put, you can line them up on the side too. But you're going to find that when you do that, and even if you got a low power unit, say 15 volts, 5 amp, whatever, it's going to draw. It's going to draw better. As a matter of fact, if you hold a magnet between your legs, you know, down by the bucket, and then you move the magnet up toward your crotch, you're going to find that the pulse will reach as far as up as your, up to the crotch area, meaning that it's drawing from that far. Now, you can run them at a higher amperage, too. I have run my bucket with as much as 12 volt, 200 amp, and it works great. And I've not seen it really strain or cause any problems with it either. So, now mind you, I've had to add a capacitor or a resistor with it, with the flash unit, because sometimes, because again, because I'm putting out that much power. But it seems to work well. Even with a low power unit, it will work better, way better. And like I said, add a little baking soda to the mix. You're going to find when you mix the baking soda in the water, like pour your water in first, put your baking soda, you put a teaspoon of oil or put some essential oils in there, whatever you want to do. Add your vinegar on top. You'll find it'll start to bubble. It's releasing the oxygen. And when that starts pulsing, you might be surprised what will come out. Like, so yesterday I was playing with an induction unit that I built, an inductor, and I was applying it at the same time, and I noticed I had pulled so much out in 10 minutes that I was actually starting to produce a film around the edge of the of the solution and along around the bucket. I mean, it was the most intense release I've seen in a long time. So again, you may see the same thing, and if you do, don't be alarmed. Matter of fact, be grateful, because that means your kidneys are, you've taken a load off your kidneys, you've taken a load off your liver, you've taken a load off your brain. You may find you have a little bit more energy because you've got less mass inside your body that you're now having to deal with, and your immune system's been given somewhat of a break. I was talking before the break about artificial intelligence and biology and DNA and artificial intelligence and, you know, what that all actually means. And so made a point about how they wanted to use DNA as a storage capacity. Well, you gotta think about that for me. Like I said, nothing, when you read these articles and you see where they want to take us, it just seems like the more I look at progress, if you want to call it progress, the more I look at progress, it seems like deeper into the hole we go. Like we're going deeper and deeper into the abyss. It makes really no sense when you look at this stuff and what is called technology. It's almost as if the abyss needs DNA and flesh in order to sustain its network. That's what it appears like. So as progress keeps taking us into the abyss, it uses the DNA from us. So, now, I read that from the Federal Vision for the Future, coming from the government. Now, let's go to what I was talking about earlier, okay? This is coming out of Germany. The ability to run a large-scale, detailed neural networks, which quickly... and the lower power consumption will advance robotics research and facilitate studies on learning and brain disorders. This is the nonsense they sell everybody on. I love how they always are thinking about us. Whenever you see these researches, it's always about this high moral ground. This is all about benefiting us. This is how all the science we're looking at is going to benefit people. We've been hearing that since the Second World War. The military-industrial complex has been promising through these universities how things are going to get better. all I've seen so far in the vast majority of this life that I've seen is the majority of this development has gone for warfare. And God help your country or state or province or territory or municipality that isn't technologically current with today's demonic tech, because they're going to take you out. They're going to first subdue your country, export you over to the United States, Canada, and the rest of the so-called free world, where they too could further cause experimentation on your DNA, since yours would be fresh blood. That's how it's been. Now let me read you some more here. But even the best software running the fastest supercomputers to date can only simulate 1% of the human brain. Now again, this is not talking AI. AI is a lot faster. We're talking supercomputers and AI are two totally different things. But this is all leading to AI. Today's supercomputers require several minutes to simulate 1 second of real time. So studies on processes like learning, which take hours and days in real time, are currently out of reach. There's a huge gap between energy consumption of the brain and today's supercomputers, because that's one of the agendas of the federal future planning, is to get computer systems, again, down six factor of six, down on the energy consumption. Okay? Developed over the past 15 years, and based on the structure and function of the human brain. Okay? Developed over the past 15 years and based on the structure of the function of the human brain, SpinNaker, part of the neuromorphic computing platform of the Human Brain Project, that's what they were talking about in that federal future planning, is a custom-built computer composed of 500,000 of simple computing elements controlled by its own software. Can you understand this? Controlled by its own software. Who controls this platform? That's where we're living. That's why things are happening the way they are. This is the first time such a detailed simulation of the cortex has been run on a SpinNaker or on any neuromorphic platform. SpinNaker comprises 600 circuit boards, incorporating over 500,000 small processors in the total. The simulation describes the study used just 6 boards, 1% of the total capability of the machine. Okay. This is called synthetic life, and it is being created right in front of our eyes. They used us as a platform by infecting us with all this nanobiology and nanotech. They wanted to see what it would do to us. They would be able to take better readings of our DNA. They would take better readings of our cells, our mitochondria, our ATP production, our enzyme activity, our immune systems, our respiratory systems, digestive systems, you know, autonomous nervous system, DNA, so forth. And thereby being able to study on us, with us, without our permission, mind you, without our consent, without a direct violation of our own capacity to be autonomous, they infected the population with these materials. If somebody wants to still believe in today's time that you're still a free people or a free country, I have news for you. When your choices of autonomy are taken away from you, and you're considered a tether or a, you're part of an IOU system, where in other words, whatever money or debt's incurred, you're collateral for that debt. If you are collateral for anybody's debt because of a social security number or birth certificate number, whatever, you don't have freedom. You're property. And as property, The government agencies can do whatever they want with you, and they can experiment with you any way they like until you take a stand with certain things under the Freedmen's Act and other things. But until you wake up on this reality, you are living in a world where you are property. And experimentation and exploitation of this nature can go on without your permission, especially if you're living in a country that's a corporation like Canada, United States, and parts of Europe, China. If you're a corporation, and basically what we're dealing with is a board of directors, and these board of directors are dictating the policy. Constitutional law means nothing. Corporate law rules the planet. You know, business laws rule the planet. Has nothing to do about you being a free person. So when I'm talking about this stuff, I'm trying to get you prepared and awake to what's coming down the pipe. Oh, definitely. If you can read about this, they are light years. They're about 50 years ahead of it on the game here. By the time we get this information, they've already got it developed. They've debugged it. You know, they've already got this thing running. You know, well, the 12 monkeys, I've seen that monkey. I've seen that show too, the 12 monkeys. And someone's asking, you know, they watched the 12 monkeys, and he says this seems a lot like it. We are so far past on so many things, and everybody's still watching I Love Lucy, and thinking that we're still there, you know, trying to escape to a simpler time. There are no simpler times. There never were any simpler times. They were complex times for those people who lived in that time frame. And the complexity of these things have gotten worse and worse and worse. We are living in these complex times today because we are part of that complexity. And phasing out people, you're seeing it more and more. People more are dying of more cancers now. They're dying of more autoimmune disorders. Now, some of them are starting to die now being infected with nanopoisoning. And I have to say this, based on the research I have seen for the last 60 years in my short time looking at this for about 8 or 9 years, everything is indicating to me that everything that we're being afflicted with is all tied to some sort of nanoparticulate or nanoprogramming that we've been exposed to, that's been running its operating system in us all this time. And our aging factor is, or the cascading of our life to terminate, is all a direct result of how these things are programmed, when they get activated, when they're sequenced to get turned on, and what they're releasing or what they're networking or what they're taking away from you, or what they're hyper-accelerating or what they're decelerating. See, this is the nature of our aging. We shouldn't be aging, not like this. And if you look around you, you're seeing people with distensions, with anomalous figures. Their body shapes are not normal. Men have got stomachs sticking out 2 feet past their chest. You know, they got this hangover going on. That's not just cortisol. That's programming, that's inflammation, that's genetic damage. Women are having the same problem. They're getting thicker in places they shouldn't get thicker. Parts, places where estrogen would be dominant, have become extremely overloaded. This is all part of this. Now think about this. They need DNA to make storage capacities for these new computers or operational systems that are also requiring some form of DNA or neural network to be established. Where are they getting the raw material? Think about that. Where are they getting the raw material? The DNA has the human body has trillions and trillions of cells with all kinds of DNA. Our cells have been storing information since the inception or the conception of us all the way back to our ancestral line. Imagine that. Everybody who's ever been a part of your ancestral line, you have their DNA inside of you. That's how much storage capacity your body has. So when we're looking at, you know, data storage, having computer operate like the human brain, there's a comic book out, Marvel, And they talk about this empire called the Kree Empire. And they got this, what looks to be like this huge brain connected to a supercomputer. And it runs the whole empire. The whole empire has been turned into a militaristic empire. And they've got their own version of super soldiers that they've incorporated in through this AI construct. This is in the comic books, and that's been going on for 30 years, these stories. Because I remember reading them when I was a kid 30, 40 years ago, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, whatever. That's what it feels like today. So, like I said, these things that they have been entertaining us with, these concepts, ideas, whatever, are real today. But think about this for again a minute. 1 minute. Where is the building block material coming from? Where is it coming from? How's it getting there? You know, how's it getting there? Where is it coming from? So, again, when we're looking at babies, why haven't abortions stopped? You know, because somebody decided in the medical field to debate when life begins. You know, is it at inception? Is it through the gestation period? When does life begin? Who came up with that brainstorm? Two people get together, exchange DNA, all of a sudden something is created. We call that life. You know, raw material from one person, raw material from another person, mixes together. We call that life. The medical field says, we don't know what it is. How is an institution so intelligent, so smart, so advanced, cannot understand and determine what life is? Seriously, think about that for a minute. So when someone says they're from NASA, I'm not impressed. Someone tells me they're from DARPA, I'm not impressed. Someone tells me they're from Google, I'm not impressed. You know, that doesn't impress me. That's not a credential that I see worth admiring. Show me what you've done to make the world a better place. Show me what you've done to help mankind. Show me what you've done that has made a revolutionary change that has allowed us to live longer, better, and more quality, or has given us more wealth and prosperity without the expense of invading another country. Show me that. That's impressive. Show me that you can cure cancer. Show me that you can cure all these autoimmune disorders. Show me that you can reverse the damage that the glyphosates, atrazine, 2,4-D, and all these other endocrine disrupting chemicals that have altered these people's lives or affected people in such a way that it affected their genetic code to a point they're confused about whether they're a boy or a girl. Show me that you can fix that. Show me that you can do something with that to reverse the damage that these corporations have caused to these people. Now you've got my undivided attention. Now you've impressed me. And before I go on, let me impress upon you the need to support activists on every level. The MicroEffect Broadcasting Network, an activist network. Support them. Keep them going. Keep them flowing. Bye-bye, bluesky.com, brian396.com, gagcanada.com, myself, augmentedforce.com. We have sites for you to go check out. Support these people. Support Gag Canada, Bye-bye, Blue Sky, brian396. They are putting it on the line. Give them what you can. A penny, a nickel, a dime, whatever. Give them what you can. My website, augmentedforce.com, there is a catalog link. Feel free to access the catalog. There are things that are going on all the time. Some things I have listed, some things I haven't yet. Again, if it's not there, give me a shout on the email. Let me know what you're looking for. If you need a consultation, again, 519-977-5351. I'll help you any way I can to get you back on your feet and to further help you expand your horizons on today's times. When we're looking at everything today and we're looking at everything around us, you know, I'm going to try to find more information. I want to get you as much information as I can to help you repair your DNA. If you go on my website, on the left side in the directory of content, There is a recipe for YouTube link. Click on it. Access it. Look it through it. There is places there to help restore your DNA. You might want to take a look at it. Things to help you restore your DNA. Terahertz frequencies basically causes your insides to shrivel up, dry up, harden, and break down, allowing nanotechnology to come into your body to use these building block materials to be assimilated for construction purposes. So you need to continue to flush this out and restore the damage that was done to you so that your body can sustain, your mitochondria can sustain, your DNA can sustain, and your immune system can sustain, and your body functions can sustain. We are at war. And they're using terahertz frequencies to create the problems that we're dealing with today, and you need to understand what that is. I'll try to have the link up tonight on my site. It's already up, like I said, where is it? Plusgoogle.com. Type in mainstream nano documents, okay? Type in mainstream nano documents by Brian396. It'll take you to this whole section in regard to the terahertz stuff that's going on. Again, check it out, because it's called, the article is called Biological Effects of Terahertz Radiation. Need to read this. Need to grasp this. Don't try to read it all at one time. It's an extensive report. Take it in bits and bytes. Make sure you understand. Make sure you can interpret what's being written there, because it's important that you get that. Important that you understand that. Important you see what's going on. Because once you know what's going on, then you start coming up with solutions to protect yourself so you don't get impacted with this. You know, be like the five wise virgins in the Bible. There's five wise and five foolish. And the five wise got prepared for a long journey, knowing that there may be things that may come along, that may come into their lives that they would have to have a contingency for. Okay. And the five foolish just kept on going without any preparation whatsoever. Those who don't know and don't prepare are doomed. No beating around the bush. They're doomed. Those of you who know and are preparing and working together at getting stuff done, you have hope. You have hope, and you have a higher chance of success than those who don't know anything and do nothing. So again, apply this information the best way you can. Learn what you can. It can be frightening at times. I will always tell you, when you get into those moments, have a one-on-one with the Great One. I'm talking about the Almighty. And you might find that it may take the edge off of your anxieties. It may take an edge off of your fears, because now you're starting to think about Him. All right. Give it a go. We'll see you next week. Till then, read, study, download, and experiment. Have a good one. Take care.